Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, April 9th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois has become the first Republican to call for Representative Matt Gaetz to step down. The statement came Thursday after The Daily Beast revealed that Gaetz sent money to an accused sex trafficker via Venmo. The accused sex trafficker then allegedly sent money to three young women. Gaetz is under federal investigation for sex trafficking over an alleged relationship with a 17-year-old and alleged payments to women for sex. He has denied the allegations against him. YouTube has deleted a recording of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and a group of medical experts discussing the effectiveness of mask wearing to stop the spread of COVID-19. Several of the speakers asserted that children do not need to wear masks, contrary to CDC guidelines. At one point, DeSantis even said that, quote, wearing masks for the general public is not evidence-based, despite multiple studies that say otherwise. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says that she has directed her agency to develop measurable goals for combating racial health disparities. In a statement Thursday, Walensky wrote, quote, the disparities seen over the past year were not a result of COVID-19. Instead, the pandemic illuminated inequities that have existed for generations and revealed for all of America a known but often unaddressed epidemic impacting public health, racism. She promised that the CDC would invest in studying and bettering the health of marginalized communities. More than 20 people were arrested Thursday in a caravan of vehicles after a shooting on a Mississippi highway. Authorities administered first aid to at least one gunshot victim on I-55 near Coldwater. Police took 21 suspects into custody and impounded four vehicles, among them reportedly Memphis rapper Big Boogie and members of his entourage, who were en route to Biloxi to perform. At the scene of the arrests, police discovered wads of cash, narcotics, and a firearm. A motive for the shooting has not been disclosed. Well, this is embarrassing. The New York Mets won their home opener against the Miami Marlins after outfielder Michael Conforto appeared to purposefully get hit by the pitcher's curveball. Bases were loaded, and Conforto was already on his second strike. Rather than call strike three, the umpire indicated that the curveball scraped Conforto's elbow, which awarded him first base and a Mets victory. Marlins manager Don Mattingly was not having it, though, and tried to argue the call, but that did not stop the Mets from their celebration. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.